Stretching about 1,200 miles, the Ice Age National Scenic Trail offers breathtaking views of Wisconsin nature.
According to estimates by UW-Whitewater, about 4.6 million people use the trail in a year, and the Ice Age Trail Alliance called 2024 a stellar year with record-breaking visitors and volunteer hours.
Now, for the first time, the trail has an official partner in education with the School District of Lodi in Columbia County. Students of all ages recently built a new trail loop with the help of local volunteers.
Juniper Schmidt is one of those Lodi High School volunteers and joins us now. Juniper, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And Bill Welch is a longtime volunteer with the Lodi chapter of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Bill, welcome.
Thank you for having us on today.
Bill, I want to start with you. Can you talk about the Lodi Valley chapter and this relationship that members have with the trail?
Yes, our chapter has been around for over 20 years, and we spend a lot of time promoting and working on the trail physically, as well as one of our focus over the years has been to involve youth in everything that we do with the trail. We know full well that they're our future, and both as volunteers and voters and people who appreciate what the trail brings to the community.
What is that physical work like on the trail, and what skills are you passing along for trail maintenance?
We do a lot of work around removing invasive species from the trail areas. We also involve the students in actually using adult tools and building the trail, using pickmatics and other rakes and shovels and tools of that sort to lay down the tread that people walk on.
And Juniper, I understand you did this physical work on a section of the trail last fall. What was that like for you?
Yeah, so I actually ended up working with Bill and our middle school hiking club to, like Bill was saying, pave that trail. And it was absolutely a blast. It was so much fun. I always love getting out and being able to help out on the trails and everything. And especially because I've always been able to hike on them. Now I feel like I always love being able to give back and like kind of put in my little part. But the actual paving of the trail was a lot of fun. Like he said, we use like rakes and other tools to like kind of pave that way and clear brush out and everything.
Does that type of trail work and trailblazing, does that make you view nature differently?
I think so, yes. I really have always had a fantastic appreciation for nature, and I just love being able to get out on the trails and kind of connect with that.
Bill, the official partnership between the Lodi School District and the Ice Age Trail is a first for Wisconsin. How did this partnership develop?
It developed over quite a few years. We've had more than 15 years of working with the School District of Lodi, supporting them and bringing students out onto the trail in different ways. And so it became time to sort of recognize that relationship that the Ice Age Trail Alliance and our chapter have with the schools and with the community. And it kind of laid out some guidelines for how we can support the school district by providing experienced and trained volunteers to help mentor the students, involve them in trail building and hiking. Lodi is a very unusual school district in that there is a real effort to get students out on the trail. Since the Ice Age Trail runs right through the school campus, the students are able to access it fairly easily. The primary school has a hiking club. The elementary school has several hiking opportunities. And as Juniper mentioned, the middle school Trekkers are an after-school hiking club, and that also grew into a high school hiking club.
You mentioned the work of rooting out these invasive plants. And so it also seems like there's some education that happens here, and it's not just the strength involved in trail maintenance. Juniper, can you speak to that, what you've learned while you're out on the trail?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that I know at least a handful of the invasives that grow around in this area, because not only have people like Bill been super helpful mentors, I've also, my mom knows a lot about invasives and everything environmental. So I've been knowing how to point out invasives probably since I was pretty young. I've gone out with various groups and helped remove different kinds of plants like garlic mustard and honeysuckle. And it's definitely a different kind of experience being able to go and identify plants or like learn about why certain plants are better than others in terms of like whether or not they're native species, you know?
Mm-hmm. Juniper Schmidt of Lodi is with us, high school student. We have Bill Welch here, volunteer of Lodi's chapter of the Ice Age Trail Alliance, as we talk about the partnership between the Ice Age Trail and the school district of Lodi. Bill, do you think that other schools could get involved with the Ice Age Trail and build stronger bonds with this, you know, beautiful trail that runs so many miles through Wisconsin?
Oh, absolutely. A number of school districts also participate in the Saunters program, where elementary age kids go out and hike for a week. That's one of the building blocks to develop that partnership and that relationship. And I think most teachers, the Lodi teachers see the Ice Age Trail as their outdoor classroom, and they're committed to making sure their students have some time out on that trail throughout the year. And I think other school districts would see that benefit as well.
I think about what you talk about in passing along to the next generation, the appreciation, the volunteerism, and the effort to get out on these trails, to maintain them, to love them, to learn from them. What do you make of passing this to the next generation, Bill?
Juniper's sort of a shining example of this, as somebody who has learned to appreciate nature, understands the benefits of being out in nature and the exercise and the social benefits of working together as a team to do things. I think these students will grow to become our next generation of volunteers, the next generation of voters who will support efforts to maintain the wilderness and the outdoor area that Wisconsin enjoys.
Juniper, I imagine that you can see the passing of each season through the Ice Age Trail and being so close to it. Is there a particular season that you love most on the Ice Age Trail?
I absolutely love fall and spring for hiking, because in the springtime, you can see everything. Everything's budding, everything's green, and it's sort of like a new life. And in fall, it's the colors are amazing and the temperatures are awesome for hiking. There's just so much beauty in every season, though, in terms of hiking, which is something that's very fun.
How about for you, Bill?
I like all the seasons. Every one of them has some advantage. In the wintertime, there are no leaves in the way, so you can see much further. And you see a different kinds of the way that animals adapt to the different seasons. Spring is always nice because there's also mushrooms that you can pick.
Is there trail maintenance that has to happen in the winter, or is that more of a dormant period, Bill?
Winter is a little more dormant for the trail maintenance. That's when we start planning what it is we're going to be doing from spring through fall. So we're in the throes of doing that right now, deciding what our priorities are, where we need to marshal our efforts to finish up projects that were already started but did not get wrapped up at the end of this last year.
Juniper, you know, as you progress through high school and then onward, do you plan to continue to be a steward of the Ice Age Trail? What might that relationship look like in coming years?
Well, I've definitely thought a lot about it. Currently, as I'm a junior, I'm still kind of weighing my options and thinking about my future. But I can absolutely foresee myself at least volunteering on the Ice Age Trail and helping out in that way. I'm thinking about going into environmental science in college. So that's also a possibility for me.
Well, Juniper and Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And happy trails.
And same to you. We'll see you out there.
That is Bill Welch, a volunteer with the Lodi Valley Chapter, which is part of the Ice Age Trail Alliance, and Juniper Schmidt, a junior at Lodi High School, and has been working on the trail.